It's episode 1002 of Phone Boy Speaks, and hey, I'm recording a podcast. It's been about 2 weeks. I don't know if I'm going to be back into a regular cadence yet. I'm kind of thinking that when I do, it's probably going to be every other day, again, a short podcast, just because of the way that I've been able to put the podcast together, you know, kind of the way the timing works out. Usually when I sit down and record, I can crank out three or four episodes. To try and do that twice in a week has been a challenge. To do it once in a week is probably a little bit more reasonable. And, you know, part of the problem, of course, is finding things to talk about that aren't already talked to death, et cetera. So that's kind of what I'm thinking right now. We'll see how long that lasts, et cetera. But that's kind of the thinking. And, you know, maybe I'll record some other ones here. This one I'm just going to put out there, and then, I'll probably put together a few other podcasts and put those out as well. But that's kind of the thinking right now. So what kinds of tech douchebag things have I been doing in this last 2 weeks? Well, yes, I actually ordered an iPhone. Hey, what a novel concept. The new one, of course, came out, and it got lots of news coverage. I remember reading all, in fact, when I was sitting in, Frankfurt, when the stuff came out, we were at dinner, and I was I had Twitter going to my phone via SMS, and so I was reading the tweets of people and kind of things that were going on. We were talking about it at dinner, and I was thinking, I knew I was going to order one because I've been having issues with the battery in my iPhone 5S, and I knew when I saw the 6 Plus when it first came out. The big one, that was the one I knew I was going to, the next iPhone I was going to get was going to be the big one. So and then when I had a way to order the iPhone, because I couldn't do it through Apple's website, because I have a corporate AT&T account, and then work made it possible for me to order a phone directly from AT&T, which was nice, and it made them not be the single point of failure in the process. So I was able to order an iPhone, got a silver 6S Plus coming my way, and hey, I even got a discount too. And that's, you know, a cool thing sometimes is that if your employer might have a discount with one or more wireless operators, if you give them the magic stuff, whatever that is, then either for your personal account or for buying devices or whatever, you might get a discount. So something to just kind of keep in mind. But unfortunately, the phone's not going to show up till November, so, you know, it'll be a while, but it was at least nice to put the order in today. I guess it's also now possible to train Siri by saying, "Hey, Siri," and then actually, in having it trained to your own voice. Siri didn't kick off in this case, so you can train it to recognize your voice, but then it'll only kick on when you say, "Hey, Siri," and you plug it in. So hopefully I didn't kick off anybody's "Hey Siri" in that particular thing. But yes, I tried it here and it seems to work. So I don't know. I'm maybe I'll use Siri more. Maybe I won't. I don't know. It's just not something that I spent I don't use Siri a whole lot because Siri sometimes misinterprets what you say and is not always perfect. Whatever. It's just not something I have necessarily used, although I did use it to tweet and a few other things, just to kind of experiment with it and see that it works. And hey, it works. If I'm plugged in, it will recognize my voice. Although right now I'm recording on my iPhone and it's smart enough to know not to interrupt my recording. So there's a little bit of intelligence there, but anyway, that's just sort of some random stuff that's been going on. And oh yes, the other thing that's sort of been consuming me, which is not tech douchebaggy at all, it is the start of the NFL football season. And so I've been paying attention to that as well as the our local high school teams as well, because I go out and my son plays in the band, and so on the home games I tend to go out and be there on the games. It's been sort of a pretty good season for the Gig Harbor Tides. And so that's been, it's football season, and that has been kind of consuming me. But anyway, that's just kind of the random rundown of stuff that has been going on. And so, I don't know, maybe I'm sure I will have some more normal sounding podcasts with, you know, something more topical or, you know, whatever over the next, over the next few days, I haven't decided that I'm going to start getting into the regular cadence of recording podcasts yet. But I figured I'd better put something out there because it's been a couple of weeks since I've put something out. So hey, what can you say? But anyway, thank you all for listening and continuing to listen. And hopefully, this was not complete boring rambling stuff, or at least no worse than my normal podcasts are. But thanks for listening.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. You can find all of the past episodes and all of the ways to contact me on the web at phoneboy.com/PS.